Mobile 4 listing.
4 WHM monitoring.
HKX. Hey, Bill. It's Patrick.
How you doing?
Actually doing pretty good. I just pulled out of my last stop.
House, I presume.
Yes, sir. To go through my stock order and try to get some inventory on this trailer.
Getting out?
No, sir.
Insurance and lawyers. You know what they say is a good start? 100 at the bottom of the ocean.
Too small.
Yeah, I agree. How's your in-home working?
It's doing great. I love it.
I truly enjoy mine. I was playing with DMR this morning and talked to several folks in different states. I was on the state code plug, and I mean, it just works just slick as a button.
Yeah, I found that I really don't care for is getting on the worldwide because it's hard to get off of it.
Busy, you can't even disconnect. The worldwide is interesting to listen to, but like I say, you can't disconnect.
A real complaint I have found about it. But Bill, hang on just a minute. I'm gonna have to get out of traffic here on 25 KO4 HKX.
We're standing by.
I'm safe. KO4 HKX.
Don't want nobody to hit your trailer.
Another fight with insurance company and lawyers.
Yeah, they can be a mess. We had a car wreck in 2017, got rear-ended, and the fella had the exact same insurance, same agent as we did, and it still took us a while to get it settled. I was astonished at how much red tape we had to go through.
And there's no reason for it to be that difficult. If you found at fault, take your lumps, move on, and take care of your responsibilities.
Customer of this insurance agency, it's, you know, you're in good hands. For a long time, still are, but I was surprised. I mean, that was only the second claim we had ever filed in nearly 30 years, and you'd have thought we were just trashy.
The feeling about the you're in good hands, because that's what I'm dealing with.
But back to the radio. You got all your features working, scanning, and all your buttons programmed and all that good stuff.
I do not have that part of it done yet. Still working on that. I hadn't had a lot of free time lately.
Yeah, I finally got mine set up. I went back in and redid my code plug again for the umpteenth time. Just updating it, and I put the last of the frequency on the names so I would know, like, Greenville 1234, what the suffix was, so I was sure what channel I was on, and did that with all my frequencies, and it made a big difference. I'm gonna have to do it in my two mobiles. That'll help out with them.
In that he's on mobile, the 578.
Absolutely love it. It is a great radio. Talks good. Everybody I talk to says it has a good clear signal. Yesterday, propagation was excellent, and I was talking to some people that I say are local but are 60 to 70 miles away that I've never talked to before on my base, which is at 578, and they said I was coming through crystal clear.
Using that template. simplex, correct?
The digital simplex and then regular on analog.
That little radio, it's 50 watts, isn't it? Max power?
Yeah, it's only 50 watts max power.
I'm thinking about getting one of those and putting in my... Well, I'll probably put it in the Excursion once I put the Icon back in the tool truck. That's where I spend most of my time. So I thought about just keeping it in there because I'm familiar with it. I like the big screen on it, so it's easy to see what I need.
I'm not just looking for DMR. The TYT TH9800 is a good radio. That's what I have in both my mobiles, and it is a good radio for $200.
Okay, I'll have to look into that. But just trying to find something to put back in the Excursion when I pull this ICOM out.
But if you want DMR, that 578 is a good one to be able to hit local repeaters. And up in your neck of the woods, there seems to be a few more than down here where I'm at. My closest DMR repeater is Athens, which is about 50 miles as the crow flies. So once I get home, I'm limited to using my hotspot.
Up around the house is pretty good with the repeaters up there. There's a whole network of them. Cover most of Western North Carolina, which is really all that matters to me on that. I want to know what's going on around me more than everywhere around the world.
Then I would recommend that 578. It's you know, it's not an expensive radio, but you know, I mean, it's I think $379 or $399. Call it $400 if you will. But it's a it's got all the features of the 878, but just the horsepower of a mobile, and it has the 220 band.
The amateur or professional model, I can't remember which one's got the 220 band, but I run across a YouTube video where you can add the 220 band to the, or not add it, but you can open up the 878 to cover the 220 band.
Let's Google that. On the 578, you can set it in either amateur or professional mode and change its band capacity.
Now, there's a little short video on how to open up the 878. Like I said, I just run across it one day, wasn't even looking for it, just come up.
I found a neat program last night, well, night before last, called Dude, Delta Uniform Delta Echo, Dude Star. And it is a web program that runs on Windows or Mac and gives you DMR radio capability off of your computer. And it is easy to set up. I had it downloaded and running in less than 10 minutes.
I think there's also a Android app for that.
Saw that when I was Googling around for it after I run across a video on it and then Googled it, and I'm almost positive there's a Droid app for it.
I got a radio. I don't need to tie my phone up for it anymore. I got enough problems with that thing as it is. I'm ready to pitch it out the window.
Yeah, the phones can get aggravating, that's for sure, especially if they ever start giving any trouble.
I want to update everything all the time and change features, this, that, and the other. Why don't they just leave something alone when it works?
I've got an iPhone, and I always hesitate to update to the newest software. It seems like it has more bugs than it has features.
Samsung and the Note series for quite some time, and it's like the same thing. Every time they put out a new update, it comes with more bugs and stuff that don't work like it's supposed to than it anything else.
Those undisclosed feature enhancements are always fun to find.
Love is when it turns a feature off that you do you use on a daily basis and you're trying to figure out how to turn it back on.
In there, and working in IT, we support probably 100 cell phones at work, and they'll upgrade and then they'll call us and tell us something's not working and we have to figure out what they did and how they did it, and it gets aggravating.
Imagine 100 little children.
This is yes, enter, and go ahead.
Read the rest of it first.
Adults can read. They just know check boxes.
Your generation, that's all they've been taught. Don't read the whole thing.
Our dining unit has an online meal contract, and it has two separate boxes that says, you must read this contract and check this box that you have read the contract twice. And they check it, and then when something happens, they go, well, I didn't know, because they never read.
We can blame on lawyers and stuff like that too, because they're always having a gray area on with everything.
They made us put the check boxes there, so go figure. What location you been in today?
Today I was over running my Easley route in Berea.
Excellent trip home.
Takes me about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes to get home dragging this trailer around, or even when I was in the tool truck, because you're not going to set any land speed records, or I'm not anyway.
I commute each way every day, so I understand. I took today, tomorrow, and Friday off, and I've been procrastinating all day, so I hadn't got anything done that I wanted to, but I'll hit it hard and heavy tomorrow.
Now, some days are just that way. I know I'm finding it hard to stay motivated with no tool truck and constantly fighting with everything coming at me.
Play the course. It'll work itself out. And, you know, you just have to wait them out. And they'll get tired of arguing after a while, hopefully, and give you what you need without asking for stuff that's none of their business, like you said.
I got home last night and there's a check in the mail, but I don't know what it's for, so I won't sign it and cash it until I do, and nobody will answer that question for me.
Read the fine watermark print on the back of that check. It says when you sign it, you release certain rights, so I wouldn't sign it, and I wouldn't cash it. I'd just hang on to it, and I might even take it back to my agent and say, here you go.
The problem I've got, I can't take it to my agent. He's in Colorado. I'm going to solve that problem with this next truck. I'm going to be able to put my face in front of somebody when I have a problem.
So, when I had my issues back in 2017, the agent's office is only about 10 minutes from my house, so we were able to go see them and make sure everything was done right.
With this business insurance, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to be able to put my face in front of somebody when it's all said and done with the loan on the truck and with the insurance company. That way, this don't happen again because I will be in your office.
It's not that expensive to Colorado, to Denver. I don't know where they're located, but it might surprise me if you showed up one day.
I try to restrict that right now because I don't want to end up with a set of bracelets.
Understand.
coming up on my dead spot here. Black hole radio waves up here near Transylvania County. I'll holler at you when I get back out on the other side, KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
So keep you safe, take your time, get home safe and sound, and I'll be by the radio. I'm going to go inside and get on the mobile where I can have a little better signal and comfortable chair. So 73 is my friend, be safe. I'm clear and standing by.
CBA Mobile.
Oh, KB4CBA, KN4BWA.
How you doing, Mr. Steve?
Billing to work on airplanes.
Well, I guess you can guess what I'm doing.
Packers.
Maybe after this tennis match.
Well, my next guest was going to be taking Nancy to supper. Your wife? What? Your wife's name is Mona.
I guess that's always a possibility, but she made some chili, and we'll have that for a few nights anyway. Yeah, all I got was supper on that one.
What time is supper?
Gone.
Man, I swear, I can't catch a break for nothing. I'm always a day late and a dollar short.
There's probably still some, I know there's still some in the fridge, so if you stop on by, I'm sure she'll be glad to heat you up some. I'll tell her you're coming over.
Be cool. Not without you there. Well, listen, I'm going to jump out and go in the building. It's hot in this truck. I'm going to go in and go to work. I got to get in the air. Did you order your software?
I saw it on her computer, but I forgot to ask her if she had actually ordered it. So, but I think she has. Don't you get the download immediately?
I get it from. If she ordered it on Amazon, you'll get a disc. And if you order it, I'm not sure.
Sure, she got it from Amazon. Just that shift where she gets everything else, just about. It's available. It's so funny because we were looking for a listening CD for an old musical and for the choir. It was just an old book of a collection of songs, and it had been out of print for years. And somehow or another, she did a search on Amazon, and there it was. It was like, the listening CD is like $4.99. and we had Prime, we got Amazon Prime, so it didn't cost us anything for shipping, so I just couldn't believe it. And we have at the church, we had a contract with the, it's a company that most churches have a contract with. It's called CCLI, and it allows you to, we pay a fee every year. It allows us to make up to 150 copies of CDs per year.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm going to go on in and get back to work. And I will talk to you soon there, bud. 73, it's KN4BWA. Hope to be in the air this weekend. Bye.
Fun there, building that thing, and glad you got your computer going, and I'm going to play some tennis. 73, KN4BWA, KB4CBA.